From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Treasury Department announced today it stands to recover $68 billion. That's more than a third of the taxpayer money spent last fall to bail out banks. It came from the huge rescue fund called TARP. 10 banks say they're ready to pay back the bailout money. And as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, they have now been given the green light to do so.
The banks that took TARP money last fall needed it, but they were never happy about it. For one thing, the extra capital came with strings attached. The banks had to restrict executive salaries. And the money carried a stigma. These were the banks that needed a government bailout, not exactly something they wanted to advertise. Finally, the banks had to give the government stock in exchange for the bailout money and pay the government dividends on the stock, 5%. Northern Trust, a Chicago-based bank, was one of the first to tell the Treasury Department it wanted out of the TARP. Doug Holt is the Northern Trust spokesman.
Really, it came down to a question of what do we need, and at this point, with the crisis of last fall past, if we don't need the capital, why should we have it?
The 10 banks that have now been approved to repay their TARP money will turn over about $68 billion. This is good news for a federal government that is deep in the red. Plus, during these last 7 months, the government has been getting these dividend payments, nearly $5 billion from all the TARP recipients combined. At the White House today, President Obama said the TARP funds were meant to be temporary and were seen as investments.
And while we know that we will not escape the worst financial crisis in decades without some losses to taxpayers, it's worth noting that in the first round of repayments from these companies, the government has actually turned a profit.
Mr. Obama said the money that's now coming back from these banks will reduce the national debt, but the Treasury Department said the money could also be used to respond to future financial instability. That would be if a TARP II is needed. Indeed, several big banks are not out of the woods yet. Of the 10 that were judged under last month's stress test to have insufficient capital, just one, Morgan Stanley, is now considered healthy enough to get by without its TARP money. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo are among the big banks that aren't ready to make it on their own. In fact, the TARP has divided banks into the strong and the weak. The banks that still need their TARP funds will continue to be subject to executive pay restrictions. Ron Kruszewski is chairman of Stifel Financial.
You can create a talent drain where people will leave banks where they feel that their incentives are limited and will move to non-TARP financial institutions.
Another concern is that many banks have been so focused on repaying their TARP funds that they have saved their capital for that purpose rather than lend it out. But on Capitol Hill today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner made the argument that the purpose of TARP and other emergency programs was not just to promote lending, but to restore confidence in the whole banking system.
My judgment is that without those actions, you would have faced the prospect of a catastrophic failure in the U.S. financial system and much, much more damage to economic activity than we already saw.
In a statement accompanying the announcement of the TARP repayments today, Geithner called them an encouraging sign of financial repair. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.